This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandu, together with
Frida Liu
and Richard Bradbury.
And we're asking you today, what virtual events have you been attending over the past few months? Maybe you've been working virtually like Richard Bradbury as well, joining us virtually today. We've got a poll on Instagram. We've got a poll on Twitter. We've got, you know, Instagram at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Now, while you're going to reach out to your phone and send us, you know, a message based on our question, data from a global survey held in March 2020 revealed that 70% of responding internet users worldwide were actually using their smartphones or mobile phones as a more direct result, you know, because of the coronavirus outbreak. So not many people have resorted to using desktops or laptops. Right. They've relied on their smartphones to do, you know, their ongoing, you know, day-to-day work and stuff. Right? 70% of the respondents. Right. Now, it's no surprise then that you might have been feeling a little tense and, I guess, painful neck muscles, which are pretty normal. As you know, I see Richard Bradbury's doing a little bit of a shoulder
desk exercises. Yes.
So it is, you know, for me as well, I'm, you know, waiting for the day when, you know, spas can be reopened or, you know, just in order for me realign my back and my neck.
I think it's July happening soon, right?
So, you know, while you're, you know, at work using your smartphone, you should actually also regularly check your posture. As a general rule, you know, try to look down at your phone without actually lowering your head. You know, we tend to, when we pick up our phone, we tend to actually move our head down.
Right.
Actually, just your vision should go down, not your head. In that way, you will be able to keep your neck straight up. I have this habit where, you know, I would look down even when I'm walking.
I am terrible.
I look down
at this.
So yeah, I do that as well. So I mean, okay. So the thing is, I try not to be so dependent on the phone as much as possible as the laptop, right?
Mm.
So that there is more stability. But you know, if I can imagine everyone doing everything on their phone.
Yeah.
You know, stop it.
Yeah, so you just got to gaze down, not your head.
You're right. I mean, so in the last few weeks when we started working from home, I've made some big changes to my home office because I realized that I'm staring down at my phone and my laptop for such a long time. And I'm tall like Jeff is, you know, I'm about 6 foot and my laptop is down there. So I'm constantly lowering.
Yeah.
And I've had neck and back pains for a while. So I bought an ergonomic chair. I got a table that's at the right height. I put a stand for my monitors, put everything at the right height. And I've realized that I've been doing things wrong for so long because now everything is organized and I'm doing it properly.
Mm.
My body is actually starting to hurt, showing that I'm realigning things in the way that they should be, you know. And so it's really made me start thinking about sitting properly and standing properly and checking my phone and trying to lift it up and...
Mm.
It's a big habit to break, though.
Mm. It is, you know, particularly helpful with you have this kind of, like what Richard was saying, you know, buying, you know, a proper chair and raising your laptop and keyboard, because when you look down with your neck, it does cause a massive strain on your neck muscles.
Which goes back to our story yesterday with Ganesh Banga about the sales of home
and furniture,
right, on the rise because of things like that.
Yeah, so you got to enable dynamics sitting in your home when you're going about, you know, your day-to-day, you know, height-adjustable decks or desk, you know, that sort of let you occasionally work while you're standing. You know, that's like a new thing as well. But, you know, I think from today onwards, I'm going to try and practice this where you lower your gaze and not your head. When you're, you know, because it's weird if you lift your phone up to your eye level, because that just seems like, you know, it's very strange behavior. I'm texting with my phone where my phone is like 6 feet up of the air. I would still, you know, remain my phone down on my chest, but lower your gaze and not your head. Let's try that and see if that works.
In 6 months' time, you'd be looking for a pair of spectacles.
Yep. Hey, you know, I guess, you know, you win some, you lose some.
Exactly. It's one or the other, right?
Yeah. Anyways, you know, we've been asking you what virtual events have you been attending over the past few months. We've going to wrap up the Twitter poll numbers. Educational takes the lead here, 43%, which is great that everyone's kind of like upskilling, reskilling.
Mm-hmm.
Business, 31%. Social, 16%. And fitness at 8%. You know, and that was our main story for today. And we also actually spoke to...
Karen Lowe, race director of Malaysia Women Marathon, MWM, about the future of virtual events, fitness events.
Then we spoke about how millennials were killing the gym and how the fitness industry is in this midst of a digital transformation like a whole bunch of other businesses.
And, you know, you got to lower your gaze and not your head, as Frida Liu is practicing it while she's holding the WhatsApp messages.
Yeah, I've got two WhatsApps from Eugene's. Said, I think the only one virtual event I've joined was the one I hosted, Cocktail Making Lessons for Beginners. Another one from Kim, Whiskey Tasting and Cocktail Making Virtual Event. I tell you, this falls under social.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing, guys.
Coming up later on the 1 o'clock Breakfast Grill replay, Azim Halim, the country head of Ninja Van Malaysia, is on the show and talks about, you know, the disruption that's brought on by COVID-19, as well as how the company will be able to stand out in such a competitive industry. That's all next at 1 o'clock. If you missed any parts of today's show, you can download the podcast available on the BFM website or the BFM app. On behalf of Richard Bradbury and Frida Liu, my name is Jeff Sandu, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.